everyone. You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park. My name is Claire Kilborn, and you are listening to my show Final Girl. But before we get into the music, here is a PSA, a new one this week. Okay, have fun.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Oh, only one side of this headphone set is working.
Mine, too. Oh.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay, is that mic 3?
I think so. Maybe.
Yes.
Oh. Wait, say that again.
Maybe this isn't work. It's not working.
Is it not working? Hold on. Is this one working? No.
I think this mic doesn't work.
Ugh, mic 3 is not working.
Dang it.
Okay, come on over to mic 2, which is recently not crunchy anymore.
Hi.
That one's working, except it's crunchy.
Okay.
We can all...
Did you fill out your log yet?
Oh, sorry.
Me? No, I haven't.
Okay, put that in the log.
I will. Okay, guys. Oh, go ahead and move the bag and move the chair. Guys, if you can't tell, there's more than just me in the studio today. It's so crunchy.
Hello, you guys. My name is Sarah.
I'm Izzy.
Yay, Sarah and Izzy
Welcome
are here.
To Teletech. No, just kidding.
Except it's not. Except it's not. A takeover on Final Girl tonight.
Yeah.
They're taking except over
really,
my show.
It's Izzy takeover because Sarah only added 2 songs.
Because who added 50 minutes worth of songs? Izzy okay. and Claire.
If you have looked
I added the group 2 chat. Songs.
No, pause.
3 songs.
Pause. If you have looked at the group chat,
I
Claire
did.
Said
I did.
That add whatever and we'll tune it down later.
Yeah, I did say
I
that.
I didn't want to be a hassle. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Well, next time be a freaking hassle and don't complain that we
I didn't
work.
Complain.
Sarah, hold my hand.
You brought it up saying that I didn't
no,
add any
Sarah.
Music.
It's okay to be a hassle. I'm learning
yes.
this as well.
It's okay to be a hassle.
It's okay.
I love to be a hassle.
And we're shaking on it.
Frequently, it's like one of the best things that I'm best at.
Being a hassle.
Being a hassle.
And
I'm
annoying.
Not good at it.
I'm really good at it. Just kidding. I'd like to think I'm not too much of a hassle. But
you're
we're
not.
Getting...
But you do know, like, when you deserve to take up space, which I feel like I struggle with.
I love to take up space. And so you always deserve to take up space.
This is
you always take up space. He's calling you fat.
No, whoa. That's not what I said.
Not
I said
that fat.
You always
fat
deserve
fat.
To take up space.
Fat is okay. Sorry.
Yeah, wait a minute. Body shaming.
Sorry.
These two kids have a talk show, and they think that Final Girl is also a talk show.
We can turn anything so into a talk show. Trust.
Yeah, we're causing havoc.
They can turn a silent meditation into a talk show.
We literally can. It's bad.
For
like,
all
sorry,
of our...
this is my buddy.
Yeah,
this
you guys
is my
are
buddy
buddies.
And we talk.
And you're our buddy too, and we like to talk.
You
with
guys
you.
Are so perfect
yeah.
for one another.
Ah.
It's disgusting how cute they are.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, for all of our audio listeners out there, I hope that the mic is not as crunchy and you can hear
yeah.
out of both
wait, maybe
headphones.
We should talk softer and move it farther away.
I don't really think
and
that's going
to
help
either.
If it's
either. Further away, no one's going to be able to hear us. Like, look, it's
I mean,
not even.
Yeah.
Sorry, you guys. I tried. Maybe
I
we just talk softer.
Normally, I have people rat. Huddle over this mic, but there's two of you, so that might be a lot.
We could three-way it.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Can we say that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
why
know
not?
Talking about
I'm just kidding. That was a joke. It was a joke,
gross.
Guys. Was a joke?
Okay, sorry.
Was it a joke?
You go, Claire. You go, Claire.
Anyways, today we're going to be... sorry. We're going to be doing albums that have all orange covers. Someone sometime in my life told me that the color I look best in was orange. And I have never once forgotten that because I don't own any orange clothes.
Literally. That was my first thought when you told me that. I've never seen you in orange.
Because I really only wear, like, blue, white, gray, black, green.
Some purple sometimes.
And that's about it.
And you look great in those colors.
Yeah.
I don't think you look bad in orange.
I don't think so.
I love orange. Orange is my favorite color.
I think I'm just a little pale for orange.
I think you do burnt orange.
A burnt orange.
Because I pull off a burnt orange sometimes, I think.
Yeah. You look good in orange.
Thank you.
I've never seen you in orange, Sarah. Can't confirm or deny, but you guys have similar complexions.
Yeah.
We do.
That's what I was going to say.
This is why we get along so well. It's because we're almost the same person. Yeah.
When I think of you, like, if I were to pick a color for you, it would be, like, royal blue.
Oh, mine would be light blue.
Deep blue.
Mine would be light blue leaning towards, like, denim blue. Not, like, denim, but, kind of like your pants, like that.
Oh,
I was more thinking like a dark denim, not like a black, but like the classic blue,
like the new denim that everyone is talking about. The
Japanese denim by Daniel Caesar.
That's what I was thinking. But also Japanese denim is a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. And it's, like, people, like, fold up the cuffs because it's, like, specially washed. Yeah. And it's, like, the color fades as you wash it. So they fold it up so that you can see how stark it is. So that it can it's all these, like, Bushwick male manipulators.
Literally. Everyone does too much with their clothes. Like, just
Which is why I didn't put clothes at your top thing on our episode. We had an episode where we ranked words on, like, one person had all the words. Mm-hmm. You ranked them. The other two people had to guess how the other person ranked.
Oh.
This one put clothes as their number one.
Huh. Interesting. Okay.
Just because I'm not a little freak about clothes doesn't mean I don't like clothes. My clothes are very important to me. But we're getting so distracted. Oh my
It's okay. It's been 7 minutes, though, and I think...
Let's get cracking.
We're a sixth of the way in. We're like, I think that clothes is not the best word to describe Izzy.
Orange. Let's think of orange.
Okay. The first orange album that we're going to start off with is Pacer by The Amps, who I played another one of these songs a couple weeks ago. But The Amps is like a offshoot from The Breeders that Kim Deal did in the 90s. And they only have this one album, or maybe it's an album. And this is Bragging Party. And I really like it. And I hope that you guys will too. Okay. So this is Bragging Party by The Amps. Enjoy.
Party just beginning.
Okay, we're back.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Okay, wait, I'm pulling up the list of the playlist.
Okay, the...
To see what we just listened to.
So we just listened to four songs. I talked about Bragging Party by the Amps before, but the second song was Oh by the Breeders, and this was off of the album Pod from 1990. I love this album cover art. It literally looks like half my Pinterest.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
I also like the screechy little sounds that the girl makes in the middle of the song.
Kim Deal, because we played an Amps and then the Breeders. Yeah. Exactly.
And then, yeah, I don't have anything else to say about that one. I do like the song, though. That's why I added it.
Then we played Percolator by Charlie Bliss. This is off the album Guppy that was released in 2017, which, guys, that's going to be 8 years ago today. Or this year.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Well, I just heard someone say something was almost 10 years ago the other day, and I was like, oh, my God. Literally. Well, yeah, like, 2015 was 10 years ago. So I guess it was, like, something around 2016, like, it almost being 10 years old, and I was like, oh, no.
Isn't that crazy? It's like, I'm feeling very old as of late.
You shouldn't even feel old when you're young.
No, literally.
Okay, I can't remember what we were talking about, but the other day... Like, we were talking about something being old, and Sarah said something about, like, yeah, like, I wonder what it was like for people born 20 years ago.
I was like, wait, that's me.
Yeah, like, you just turned 20.
Oh, my God.
Let that sink in.
I was trying to say, like, imagine if you were born in, like, the 50s and, like, experienced it or something. I don't even remember what we were talking about, but I was like, imagine if you were born, like,
20 years ago.
The first thing that came to my mind was 20 years ago. And I was like, God dang it.
Help me.
It was a little funny.
How does it feel being even older at age 21?
Like, I don't... Like, fine.
You didn't do a good one.
I can drink alcohol, which you guys can't do.
Yep, I've never...
You've never done that?
No, I haven't. I have about 6 months and a week until I can do that. Yeah.
Wow, really counting the days, huh?
No, not at all. Not at all. And then the last song was Dumb by Pretty Sick. Sarah, that's another song you added.
I love Pretty Sick.
Yes. Would you like to talk about how much you love Pretty Sick?
I love them so much. I love the band, and I love Sabrina as the main girl.
Mm-hmm. She's so cool.
She's so cool. Went to her concert, and we were front row.
Oh, my God.
It was at DC9, the really small venue.
I've never been there before.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
But, sorry, excuse me. It was so fun, and she's so cool, and all of her music is great. They just put out an EP, or maybe it was an album. I can't remember.
I think an EP. Let's see.
It's a really cool cover. It's not orange. I really wanted to add it in, but it's not. It's like the junk one. The one that's like...
Oh, EP. Streetwise?
Yeah, the EP. It's so... Yeah. Oh, my earphones. Headphones.
I really like Tried and True and Headliner, and I think I've played them both on the show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, I think so. I love...
I think Tried and True is my favorite from that album.
I like the one where she's like, I'm your boy toy. I like that one. Treat me like I'm your boy toy or whatever. That's a good one. I forget which one it is. But yeah.
Streetwise was also really good from that.
Yeah,
EP.
That made my top five, I think.
Huh.
Or it was my most played.
They teased it. Like, that was like one of the
first. Yeah, that was the first singles released.
It was really good.
So I really liked it.
Cool.
And yeah.
Should we listen to some more music?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the heck? Sure.
The next song is Huddle Formation by The Go Team. This was released in 2004, and the album is called Thunder Lightning Strike, and I've played a song from this album before on the show. I can't remember which one it was, but the album cover is really cool in orange. It has a tiger on it. Anyways, I added this one, so I don't know if you guys have anything to say about it.
No, I don't know if I've heard this one.
I listened and I liked it. I haven't heard it
before.
I
didn't listen to the playlist before. I wanted to be surprised.
So. That's okay. I didn't listen to it through either. But I like all these songs. Okay, so they have to be good together. All right, this is Huddle Formation by The Go Team, and I hope that you guys enjoy. Okay, see ya.
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, yeah. Back again.
Hope you guys like the freaky song I put.
Would you like to say that in normal human language?
It was the one I played last.
The last song that was just played.
No, I know. It just like sounded really weird on the mic. It sounded like you were like, whoa.
I hope you liked the song I picked. There will be weirder things later also, probably. I feel like that might be the weirdest one. But I don't know. Hard to say.
I don't know. We appreciate weird things here at Final Girl. The second song that you heard was Normal to Me by Rocket, and this was released as a single before their album in 2023. And then the last one was I Owe It to the Girl by The Lamps. It's by someone different on Genius, though. It might be a cover? No? I don't know. You picked the song, so you can talk about it.
I don't know. Hard to say.
Well, you have to know. No, it's written by The Lamps.
I fear I don't know anything.
Maybe they changed their band name.
Maybe. I like that the picture is dogs.
On Spotify.
Yep. Yeah. That's all I've got, though. See you guys next week.
No, we're not done.
We have 25 more minutes in this studio.
What?
Let's be serious.
Okay. You're right.
Because he's like, get me out of here.
No, I'm just kidding.
The next one is Japan by Tired Lion from the album Dumb Days, which was released in 2018. Also one of Izzy. Oh, actually, I completely just lied to you. I'm sorry for spreading mis and disinformation. The next song that we're going to play is Opening Night by Scowl, and this was released as a single in 2023. Scowl has a new album out, which is super cool, and it's really good, and I played one of their songs last week. But
you say Scowl? Yes. No, like, not in a judgmental way. I was just like, well, I say, like, scowl.
No, I say scowl.
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 You gotta enunciate all the letters that you can.
Y'all are putting scowl. An E in there. Scowl. Scowl.
I said scowl.
How do you say it again?
Scowl.
Scowl.
Scowl. It's okay. The world is a beautiful one, and everyone's so different, and it's amazing.
We're going to ruminate on this while we listen to Opening Night by Scowl, and I hope that you guys enjoy it. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Part of the play.
We're back.
Woo!
Yay. So the second song that you heard was what I was saying first. It was Japan by Tired Lion, and that's a song that Izzy picked out. And then the last song that you heard was Virgin Mary by a band called Interlay, and they're from Chicago, and I just told Sarah about them, and I really hope she's going to listen to them, because that would be really
I'm
cool.
I'm going to.
Are you? Yeah. They have like 1,800 monthly listeners.
So we're the first to find them.
Exactly, the first ever. We're winning the esoteric competition that I play whenever I walk into this station.
Literally. Also, if anyone wants to meet us, they should come to the pool and or power yoga tomorrow.
We're plugging our plans for tomorrow. Guys, pull up to power
yoga.
If any
fans want to meet us, you know where to find me. At the pool.
Literally, honestly. That's the best place to look for Sarah.
At Epley Recreation Center OAC or Natatorium Studio. But anyways, the next song...
Sorry, that was completely unrelated.
No, it's okay. The next song that we're going to play is Grip by Dicebits. This is from their Teeth EP. Guys, I'm seeing them at GovBall, and I'm so excited.
I'm excited to hear about your GovBall experience.
I'm so excited to, like, post pictures and be annoying about it all summer. And to go to New York and to see my aunt and uncle. Shout out, you guys, if you're listening.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. But anyways, let's play some more music.
We should do a trip to New York.
We totally should. Okay, we'll talk about that. Okay, Grip by Dicebits. I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back. We're back. For the last time tonight. Sorry, guys. I'll tell you later, but I just saw something so stupid on Twitter.
Typical.
Anyways,
typical.
Yeah, literally typical.
I miss when Twitter was a bird.
I do too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's called X.
I don't use Twitter too much.
Yeah.
I don't either. I've never had a Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
That must be a very peaceful existence.
I have two Twitter accounts.
I don't use it. Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about this. Conversation. Anyways.
Okay. The last song was Freaky by Upchuck.
Yeah.
That was off
of Twitter. Just kidding.
That was off their 2023 album, Bite the Hand That Feeds. And I really love this album. I think I've played most of it on the show so far.
I love that saying.
Bite the Hand That Feeds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. It's a good one.
It's like,
Yeah, maybe not so that. Anyways, the last song that we have was chosen by the very lovely Sarah Flagel. Would you like to talk about
the three that I chose? This album was just put out by, what is it?
Black Country New Road.
It's very different from the stuff they usually put out, but I really like this album.
Mm-hmm. I think the cover art's so cool.
Yeah.
It's also very different from everything else we've played tonight.
Yeah, so,
but
so
in
sorry
a good
about
way.
That. That's
in
why we're ending way. With it, because it's completely off the...
That's all good.
The road.
I don't really... I think that's fine.
Off the path.
Yeah, yeah. Off the beaten path.
Mm-hmm.
Off the stone road.
Off the stone...
completely off the stone road.
But we were listening to that song the other day while radio team... I mean...
Music team.
Music team.
Radio team. We're all a radio team around here.
Having the meeting. And yeah, this album's really good. Our friend Mace put me on. So really like it. And I hope you guys like this last song too.
Yeah. Yay. I love their last album and I need to go and listen to this whole album through. But anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Again, this is Final Girl and my name is Claire Kilborn. I'm here every Tuesday at 8 p.m. on WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Thank you to my lovely friends Sarah and Izzy for being here.
Yay.
Love
thank
you
guys. For having us, Claire.
Of
thanks
course.
For having us. This was fun.
Yes.
Listen to Final Girl every week.
And listen to my show tomorrow.
Izzy's show is what, tomorrow at 3?
Yeah, literally. Well, follow the Final Girl Instagram if you want to plug that. Go plug.
This is true. At Final Girl. WMUC, but then also listen to Back Porch at 3 on FM, Unnecessary Intervention
at
Tuesdays 6 at 6 p.m. on digital, and Tete a Tete Monday at 6 p.m. 7 p.m.
We moved it. It was
at it 6, used to be at 6, though.
This is true.
But yeah, if you go to Claire's Instagram for the show, and you can click through, and eventually you'll find us.
Exactly.
If you care a lot.
Yay. Okay, this is Happy Birthday by Black Country New Road, and I hope that you all have a lovely, awesome night. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yay.
Cheer up, child, the world don't owe you a thing. Who bought you that ring? Cheer up, child, the ghouls and snipers don't care. There's nobody there. One of these days you might know patch on my head, I'm already dead. And see the man that you married.